Xiaomi's decision to release MIMO code as open source represents a significant contribution to the coding education space. MIMO code is their platform for teaching programming concepts through interactive exercises and real-time feedback systems.
This move is strategically interesting because it demonstrates how major technology companies are using open source releases to build developer mindshare and ecosystem influence. Xiaomi isn't just giving away software. They're investing in developer education to strengthen their long-term competitive position.
The technical architecture of MIMO code is particularly noteworthy. It includes advanced code analysis engines that can provide contextual feedback on programming style, algorithm efficiency, and design patterns. By open sourcing this, they're essentially democratizing sophisticated code education tools.
From an educational economics perspective, this is transformative. High-quality coding education platforms typically require significant investment in content development and interactive infrastructure. Making these tools freely available reduces barriers to programming education globally.
The Hacker News discussion includes several educators who are already exploring how to integrate MIMO code into their curricula. The platform supports multiple programming languages and includes built-in collaboration features that are particularly valuable for remote learning environments.
This connects to a broader conversation about software development practices, particularly around a blog post that's generating significant discussion. If you are asking for human attention, demonstrate human effort. It's a critique of low-effort communication in professional contexts.
The core argument is that requests for code review, bug reports, or technical discussions should reflect proportional effort from the requester. If you want someone to spend time understanding your problem, you should invest time in clearly articulating that problem.
This resonates strongly with the Hacker News community because it addresses a common frustration in open source and professional development. Maintainers and senior developers often receive requests that require more effort to understand than to solve.
The post provides specific examples of high-effort versus low-effort communication. High-effort includes detailed reproduction steps, relevant system information, and evidence of preliminary research. Low-effort is essentially, it doesn't work, please fix.
From a management perspective, this principle has broader applications beyond technical communication. It's fundamentally about respect for colleagues' time and cognitive resources. Teams that adopt these communication standards tend to be more productive and less prone to miscommunication.
There's also the related discussion around a classic paper. Nobody ever gets credit for fixing problems that never happened. This 2001 MIT research is gaining renewed attention because it addresses how organizations fail to recognize preventive work.
The timing of this discussion is particularly relevant given current budget pressures across the technology industry. Prevention-focused roles, security, infrastructure, quality assurance are often viewed as cost centers rather than value generators.
But the paper demonstrates quantitatively how preventive interventions generate massive ROI that's typically invisible to organizational metrics. A security team that prevents a data breach saves millions in costs that never appear on financial statements.
This creates a fundamental measurement problem in business operations. Success in prevention means the absence of problems, which is inherently difficult to quantify and communicate to executive leadership.
Speaking of development practices, there's an interesting piece from Zed about how software is made between commits. They're introducing something called DeltaDB that captures the iterative process of software development, not just the final results.
This represents a shift toward understanding software development as a creative process rather than just an engineering outcome. By capturing the exploration, experimentation, and iteration that happens between formal commits, they're creating new insights into how good software actually gets built.
The implications for developer tooling are significant. If we can better understand the patterns of successful software development, we can build tools that support those patterns more effectively.
Now let's turn to some international issues that are shaping technology policy, particularly Canada's Bill C-22 and growing concerns about digital sovereignty in Europe.